think about yesterday's game in a whole, and I think it is the theme of the entire series, which is, for once, the bullpen carried this team. That's a fact. That is what has happened. The bullpen has had to carry them in this series, which was the biggest, you know, threat to maybe this team making the playoffs has been the bullpen, et cetera, not good enough. And yet the starters, because of injury, because of poor performance at times, only have given them 10 and a third, yet they're on the verge of sweeping. That's how good the bullpen has been from guys that have struggled this year. James MacArthur yesterday,
he was nails.
Four strikeouts, looked dominant.
Fifth infantry? What do we think? Do you guys want to alter the sign? MacArthur's fifth infantry? Anyone?
I think
A simple, like, just tape something over part of the sign.
I think you just don't put a number on him, because look, if he's going into battle and we're going with him, it doesn't matter whether it's the fifth, whether it's the seventh, whether it's the eighth.
I don't care which infantry he's in charge
of. Don't even put a number
on it. Just as long as he's pitching well. No, the bullpen obviously deserves a huge chunk of their thing, but like, I just go back to the whole big picture of this. They were 9 games back around the All-Star break from the Cleveland Guardians. The division for sure felt out of control at that time, but they were still in a playoff spot. We're like, all right, they're not playing perfect baseball, but in a playoff spot, they're giving us interesting baseball in July. Who am I to complain? I was in the comfortable stage of, they might make the playoffs. They probably will, but I'm just happy they're playing competitive baseball. Now I'm out for blood. They're in first place, and I want them to destroy the Guardians again today, get back in first place, and take the whole damn division. Because this series has been about what the entire AL Central has been about. I can't tell you for sure which team's going to come out on top, but the Guardians have gotten their ass kicked by the Royals, the Royals have gotten their ass kicked by the Twins, and the Twins have gotten their ass kicked by the Guardians. And so when it all shakes out, who has won the rest of those remaining games successfully? And it's been the Royals. And what the Royals have exposed is, and what I've seen in these first 3 games, and I know technically someone's going to text in because someone did last night, this is not technically a 3-game series. This is technically, I don't want to get hung up in it. They're playing 4 games consecutively.
Yeah.
The rainout technically counts as the previous series. I can't do that. So just,
I hear you.
If you try to bring that up, I'm going to call you an idiot. I understand how the rules work. But in this 3-game series, the one thing that we hadn't seen, because they hadn't played the Guardians in a while, their starting rotation stinks. PU, no one's any good. They're throwing bullpen arms way too much, and thank God they had that bullpen, or they'd be way out of this division race, is the truth. And in a series, the Royals' bullpen has outperformed the league's best bullpen.
Let's be honest. That's the biggest shocker of this series so far. The dominant Guardians' bullpen has been outpitched by the Royals' bullpen, and it's a credit to these guys that have been struggling all year. You know, Urshig has been the only guy they've been able to count on in the last 2 games, because there was a doubleheader yesterday, we know that, but the last 2 games, essentially, it's not as if it was just been Urshig. I mean, it's been, we already mentioned MacArthur. It's been Sam Long at times. It's been, Stratton. You know, you keep going through the list. They've had to get contributions from multiple pieces in the bullpen, which is happening during the toughest stretch of the season. Who could have predicted that? That's what's amazing about this. Talk about timing. I know that we'll get to Lorenzen injury, which is unfortunate. He looks like he's going to at least miss one start
bring
at
up
this
some questions.
Point. Right? But the fact that in these big moments, we talk about, you know, your star player stepping up. Well, Bobby Wood Jr. steps up and Salvador Perez steps up. But it's been guys that have been unable to step up at times this year, that right now in this present moment, the most important moment, because it's now, have stepped up. And they're also doing it where, and I'm sure he'll get corrected here soon, but during the series, Vinny Pasquantino, he's struggling. Their guy that leads the team in RBIs has not had a great series so far. You know what I mean? All that. So if all that was laid out before the start of this 3-game stretch, now 4 today, against the Guardians, that the bullpen had to be relied on, that your RBI leader was going to struggle a little bit, that, you know, Bobby Wood Jr., he's been good, but not he hasn't taken over the series. All that, you would have said, oh boy, there's no way they're taking the first 3 of the 4. And yet they're on the verge, and I think they're going to sweep the Guardians today. Michael Wacha has been one of their best starting pitchers over the last 3 weeks in particular. So yeah. I think the Royals are winning this game today. They're going to sweep the Guardians, and they will have the outright lead. I know they're tied and they have the tiebreaker. They will have the outright lead in the American League Central by about 3:30 this afternoon.
Well, that sounds lovely. I will absolutely sign on for that, because that's what we all came here for anyway. And then they've got 3 more against the Guardians at home. The one thing they're just a good matchup for the Guardians, because the Guardians can't utilize, the Royals can get enough runs on you to get the lead before the Guardians' bullpen comes in. And that's partially because The Guardians are having a hard time getting the lead because even when the starting pitching, who's only gone 10.1 innings in these three games, they're not giving up runs before they get out, not giving up a ton of runs before they get out. Hell, a couple of the runs they gave up yesterday or 2 days ago were because of an error in right field, not because of how the pitcher performed, which means they're probably due for one 7-inning shutout performance from a starting pitcher out of Waka, which means, yeah, once again, the Guardians could be in a lot of trouble. Now, if the Royals get a one-game lead, I will probably start predicting that they're winning this division. And I'm already starting to feel that way anyway because of the obvious. Look at the All-Star break. There's two seasons, essentially, in baseball, and they both do matter. The before the All-Star break and after the All-Star break as far as playoff contending teams who play good baseball. Right now, you and I know the teams who are playing good baseball post-All-Star break. They're the Astros, the Yankees, the Royals. There's a couple teams in the National League, including the Padres, who are white hot over there. We know the teams. And then we know the teams who had a nice little cushy record and now haven't been playing good baseball anymore. Some that have just played themselves out of contention, like the Mariners. But the Royals are playing 5, 6, 7 games better than the Guardians, than the Twins, than a lot of their other AL counterparts that they used to trail.
What is it now? 8 of their last 10? The Royals have won? I don't think anybody's been better than that over the last 10. I know the Astros already had
the fourth best record from the All-Star game before that stretch. So I'm guessing, I'd have to look it up, I'm guessing maybe only the Padres have a better record since the All-Star break.
Yeah, and we'll see the rest of this week, not only today against the Guardians, but as you said, the Astros, and then we swing back around to the K next week, and the Guardians are back home. But the Phillies, you didn't like how that series went. Of course, you lost 2 of 3. But the more important games, we said it at the beginning of the stretch. You were asking, you know, when we were in Vegas last week, like, all right, what do they need to be at the end of the 20-game stretch? What's the record? Above 500, 500, what would you take? And more than that number, what was important is how did you fare against the Guardians? The Royals could be 500 during this 20-game stretch, but if they're going to win, you know, six games against the Guardians, then that works.
Then it'll be fine. Yeah. Just as long as the Twins don't get hot and they've got problems of their own, and now you have a 2.5-game cushion. 2.5-game cushion against them. That was the cushion we used to be applauding having over the Red Sox. They're 6.5 games up on them. So, I mean, they've got, like, they could lose the next 3 games straight, and the Twins would still have to win all 3 of those games in order to catch them for the second wild card spot. And also, what's important about winning the division is the coveted bye. Because the Astros are 5 games back of the American Central leading Royals and Guardians, separate from that, they are unlikely, based on the number of games remaining, to be the team that gets the other bye. It's going to be the winner of the AL East and the winner of the American League Central. So the Royals could get a whole break. They could get time, rest, anything you might want. And we maybe have Cody Decker on the show closer to that, because he said he actually thinks that's a detriment to certain teams getting the bye in the Major League Baseball playoffs.
Talking about offensively, he said that if you're going to play a team that's coming off a bye, like the Yankees typically with the offense, like them having days off is a bad thing.
Good news is the Royals are a pitching team. Yeah. Now, not that they have no offense, but they're a starting pitching team. That shouldn't, sitting on the shelf, hurt them. By the way, they do have the second best record since the All-Star break. The Padres, the best.